The Lord be with you. I hope this finds you well. And as we are facing more changes as a community, as a society, I hope you know the peace and presence of God, your Father. Just a quick note in relation to our physical gatherings. As you know, and we have been, for those of you who have been joining us, it has been wonderful. We've been able to meet in the schoolyard over these last number of weeks physically, but because of the guidelines that have changed this past week, we will no longer be meeting physically in the car park of the church over these next few Sundays. But the good news is we are hopeful that we will be able to resume our communion services and other different services within the church come September. There will be more details that will be coming out about that over these next few weeks. Check in on our website, www.kotg.ie, for information, or please do feel free to contact the office or myself, office at kotg.ie or rector at kotg.ie. A lot of information, lots changing, but our God, our Father, His Son Jesus and Holy Spirit want us to know the unity and the love that they share with one another. They share with us, for us to be in them as they are in us, and for us to be unified in love, to be witnesses for them with those around us. But let us just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for this morning, the 11th Sunday after Trinity. O God, you declare your almighty power, most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace, that we, running in the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises, to be made partakers of your heavenly treasure, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading is Psalm 124. If the Lord himself had not been on our side, now may Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when enemies rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger burned against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us and the torrents gone over our soul. Over our soul would have swept the raging waters. But blessed be the Lord, who has not given us over to be a prey for their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are delivered. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 17, beginning at verse 20. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue on in our theme of prayer over these summer months, we are looking at what it is to be praying for unity within our own church, within our own community. This particular time of prayer that Jesus is praying, he is very clearly getting across the love and the unity that is between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, as Jesus prays in the Spirit, and as we witness what I would call the actual Lord's Prayer, because this is a glimpse into this prayer life that Jesus has as he comes to the Father. All before this pandemic began, Jesus prayed that the church would be united. And it has been incredible and encouraging to see and hear so many stories of how, as a church, as a community, we have continued to be church even throughout this pandemic when we were not able to gather. And as we go back into our homes, and as we will not be able to physically come together until September, hopefully, we know what it is to have that unity in God. When you watch sporting matches, football, rugby, hockey, whatever it is, there is great joy and great delight that immaterial of the team that are playing, if the game is good, if it goes back and forth and we see incredible sportsmanship as to what is happening, that is a good game. My grandfather was a great one for watching sports games, never really caring who was playing unless it was Manchester United, whom he was always against, much to my pain. But as he would watch games, as he would watch whatever it was on television, he just wanted to witness a really good game where he saw teams playing as a team, where not one individual was above another, but they played like a team. We witness the unity of the Father and the Son, not just in them, in this conversation, in this prayer that we see Jesus pray, but in the life where we see the Father. And a few weeks ago, we looked at this, of when the Father speaks out and says, "This is my Son, who I am well pleased. Listen to him." This unity is an example for all of us, not just to learn from, but to grow in this unity and to be this unity for those around us. I know many have been a little perturbed by the new voices that we're having from government, a different voice now as we come into different announcements that are happening and that are being saying, and some saying, oh, I miss the voice that was there before. Don't let this bring disunity to you, but I encourage you to pray for these different voices. Pray for the government. Pray for all the different organizations that are looking to see how we can quash COVID-19, but also how we can come out of this in a wise and healthy and safe manner. As a church, it is not that we have to have everything in common, in that we are just completely agree with one another, because that is not community. But it is knowing how we can disagree well, where we can have diversity, but still have unity. When we come to the table, as we do for breaking bread and sharing wine, as we have been doing over these many months in our own individual homes, we do this as a diverse people, but we are unified because of all that Jesus is and continues to be for us. I encourage you in this coming week, seek out what it is to be unified with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What it is that we can do as a community, even though we are separated. And to know the love that we get to share and model to those that do not know this love, that do not know this unity. Be at peace with God and with one another, and strive for that unity that God has for you and for me. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Grant that the Church, mindful of the privilege of her foundation and the duty of her commission, shall ever confess the faith of Christ as Son of God, the only Redeemer. Strengthen her members firmly in that faith, to keep it whole and pure from generation to generation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on those who are living in error and uncertainty, who wander in the world without finding the truth of God. Give to those in authority the wisdom to know that their power comes from Him alone. May they fulfill their duty in the firm foundation of justice and truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In all our lives with others, in our families and in our places of work, Help us to show ourselves as members of the kingdom. Help us have a message of unity that comes only from you, Lord. Give us grace to acknowledge the Messiah in all we do and lead others to trust in him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May the sick and the afflicted, the lonely, the homeless, and those who are near to death receive comfort and hope in the Lord who desires to give them the peace and assurance of his kingdom. Bless all who seek to relieve suffering. Keep them patient and constant in their work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for those to whom the gates of the kingdom of heaven have been opened and who now rejoice with the faithful from all that have passed and from today. Keep us firm in faith until we share with them in that eternal kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross, and we meet in his name and we share in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And may you this day continue to share that peace with those that you meet and those that you connect with. Again, I encourage you, if you have bread and wine or some juice and a biscuit, please feel free to share that as we have fellowship at the table, reminding ourselves of all that we have is because of Jesus. Be present, be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we'll pray prayer 3. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Saviour Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in one bread. So draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Lord of all mercy, we see your faithful people have celebrated the memorial of that single sacrifice, which takes away our sins and brings pardon and peace. By our communion, keep us firm on the foundation of the gospel, and preserve us from all sin through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And may you know the unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May you know that they, Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, dwell within your hearts, and you dwell in the heart of God. May you know that peace. May that keep your heart and mind in the knowledge and love of God, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.